The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We can start by settling into our meditation posture. Noticing that you're sitting. Like the Buddha advises us to notice in what posture we are. And most of us will probably be sitting. And noticing the surface beneath our buttocks, the hardness or the softness there, the temperature. Surface beneath our feet. Hardness, softness, temperature, roughness, smoothness. Just a simple knowing of the contact, different sensations that make up the contact at the feet and at the buttocks. Noticing how the breath comes into the body, expands the belly and the chest. Maybe you even feel inclined to breathe a little deeper for two or three times. We can also invite the body to relax. A simple invitation like, oh, may the body relax. And maybe there are certain areas in the body that you'd like to relax a little more. You can also invite those specifically. Like, may the shoulders relax or the jaw. Any other area where there's a little bit of tension or discomfort. We can even invite the mind to relax. May the mind relax for as far as possible in this moment. One of my teachers, Sayadaw Utechaniya, really emphasizes this relaxation. Often when we relax the body, the mind can also relax a little bit more. And when the mind relaxes, the body can relax a little bit more. And this two-way street. body and mind influencing each other. He says that often in order to relax, our true relaxation comes from being free from hindrances like aversion or ill will or wanting, desire, grasping. We can't force ourselves to be free from these mind states, but we can open to them and notice when they're there, not push them away automatically. Really acknowledging their presence if they're there. Acknowledging maybe that it's unpleasant. Acknowledging the tendency to push away. The same for other hindrances like fatigue or drowsiness or restlessness or doubt. Just opening and acknowledging and relaxing into what is actually here. Without it needing to be different. Relaxing, opening to what is, and acknowledging. the last few minutes of the meditation, you can take a few moments to just kind of thank ourselves or feel gratitude for ourselves for being here, taking the time to meditate, taking the time to look inward. Just honest looking at what's here in this moment. This is something that's rare in the world, so we can maybe appreciate ourselves for taking the time to engage in this practice. And you can also appreciate the others present here. Because of all of us, we can meditate together, feel the group energy. Support of community. We can send a wish or well wish to ourselves and others in this group. May we all be happy. Maybe I'll be at ease in this world. And then we can extend our well wishes to those who might be listening to the recording. And may all who listen to this recording be at ease in this world. And then all beings everywhere, may all beings everywhere be at ease in this world. And then lastly, we can share the merit, the goodness that arises from practice with all beings as well. And this way it multiplies. Just like an idea multiplies if we share it. And so may the goodness that arises from our practice be shared with all beings everywhere. May it benefit all beings in their journey towards freedom.